Yes, please proceed.
Okay, I thank you for giving us the floor. And I would like to share my experience on the COVID-19 experience in my country. So to emphasize that it is necessary for Lebanon to secure the required funds so that the most needy people can receive urgent humanitarian assistance. And it is also necessary for Lebanon to secure the required funds so that the most needy people can receive urgent humanitarian assistance. This appeal is based on the principle of a single health system for all residents in Lebanon without discrimination based on gender, nationality, or individual status under the supervision and leadership of the Lebanese government. For so, we suggest the following. One, the closure of more than 785 institutions during the period between last September and 1st February. Two, 54.6 of the closed institutions were in most governorate, including the city Beirut, with a rate of 29.4%, while the remaining percentage were distributed among the North, South, and Bekaa governorates. Three, the workers who were laid off exceeded 25,000, indicating that the rest of the workers and employees work part-time and receive half of the salary. The syndicate justified these measures by decreasing the percentage of its businesses by 75%. Four, some of the business owners made a decision about economic resistance, and there is anticipation for the government's work to present a project and action plan commensurate with the current situation in order to keep pace with the upcoming financial plan and engineering, and instruct the banks to reschedule the dues while offering exemptions, tax settlements, reducing interest and installment loans. Five, and finally, the percentage of sale and business decreased between 70% and 80%. Some institutions have forcibly laid off employees or reduced the number of working hours and wages to limit losses after the decline in the purchasing power of the national currency. Meantime, I would like to ask the panelists why that there is no doubt that the global management of the COVID virus is not as perfect as the nations wanted. And the provision of injections is limited to degrading types that has been approved and not other injections produced by other countries that give their citizens those injections and give them good results. And this is why I would like to listen to an answer to this main topic. Thank you very much.